This is Frank Stajano's Comics Podcast on the web at comicspodcast.blogspot.com. In this episode, part 5 of the January 2008 interview with Don Rosa.
Now, talking about that, you have, I'm straying off subjects for a moment, but you have on your desk, and you've had on your desk every time I've been here, the 30-volume CBL Karl Barks library. And how often do you go back and reread those?
Well, I would always lean over if I needed an art reference or to double-check a fact, any fact I think I remember, double-check it, and still get it wrong sometimes. But I never, I guess, again, it's sitting there and I take it for granted, so I never sit down and start, you know, pick up a volume and read page by page. But glad you asked that question, because when I did this series of 12 posters, and of course my version of these 12 posters was so much more elaborate than what they wanted. You know, their idea
these most recent posters.
Yeah, the 12 posters of Scrooge's 60th anniversary. They suggested I do 12 posters so they could print one a month, and each one would, what was their original idea? It was certainly not as complicated as mine. They wanted like one to feature all the other ducks and Duckburg or something, I don't know, and one would, I don't know, but my idea was that each one would feature a certain aspect of the legend of Karl Barks' Uncle Scrooge, and I'd do that by showing scenes from as many of the key stories that dealt with that particular aspect, whether it was the number one dime or his fights with Flintheart Glomgold, or in some cases I could illustrate every story that, like Flintheart Glomgold, there was only three stories, so I could have like two or three scenes from each story. In other ones, I had to pick and choose what were the most famous. Now, most of the covers that they have done, they don't have any other posters or pinups, so I can't refer to those, but just a cover, which is the next closest thing to a full-page illustration like I was doing, I'm sure their artists can whip a half dozen of those out in a day, because they're just like giant single panels. There's very little detail. And they're good for, you know, if they're just the right sort of thing for the cover of a comic. It's eye-catching. My covers are not eye-catching, because they're too complex. You can't spot them from across the room. It would just look like a mess of a jumble of colors and dark shapes. A proper cover for a comic that's on the news rack, you know, you should see it from across the store. See, look way over there, it's a Donald Duck comic. I'm going to go get that. So, but that's not my job. My job is to overdo and complicate everything. So I would start doing research on one aspect of Uncle Scrooge's history.
Yeah, your illustration is more like a crossword puzzle than a cover.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad. So most of those stories would be in the early, the first 60 issues of Uncle Scrooge. There were some early issues, you know, his earlier stories in Donald Duck, you know, his early appearances I'd refer to occasionally, but most of the contents of those posters came from the first 60 issues of Uncle Scrooge. So in doing the research, that was the first time I actually, in a long time, had gotten and read through all of those same stories that I grew up with. And I just, it was so much fun. I'm just, every day I'd just sit there and say, these are really, gosh, these are good stories. Or I'd look at, looking at the Karl Barks library, I'd see the issues. I'm not sure if these are the issues I'm thinking of, but I'd look at issues number 8 to 12 or something and say, gosh, those five issues, right? I'm right. Those five issues, what a run those were. Those were just, it was just like the five greatest, that would be about a year's worth, but what a year of comic books that was, that you could every month get those stories. But that's the sort of reaction, that it was just so wonderful to see all these things again. So that was a reason, again, that I had a reason to look back and scrutinize them a little bit closer than, I knew doing a sequel, I'll look at one story, but this caused me to look at all the stories multiple times, because this story might have Flintheart Glomgold, but also it would maybe involve some other aspect, like Number One Dime, and like I was also saying, these things, instead of a cover which I normal cover, I think, would take some of these other artists like 2 hours to do. When I do one of my overdrawn and over-rendered covers, they take me 2 days. And these pinups, although they were the same size, physical size as a cover, they take me a week.
And, I'm not surprised, having seen them.
Maybe a week and a half to do some of these, because there'd be research. I'd have to go make a trip or send my wife on a trip in the town to the copy store to copy the panels and sometimes reduce, because I want to be so accurate. I wanted to trace Marx's, in pencil, I'd trace his panel, and then, of course, when I inked it, I'd sort of put my own little details to it. Otherwise, it'd be, why should I draw it? I'll just trace his panel and paste it right to the piece of paper. But I wanted it to be in the exact same pose and everything, the exact proportions, for my own amusement, because I'm doing it as an honor to him. And then I'd have to figure out how to arrange them and how to best show each element. And sometimes I'd have to leave some out. And it was just the most... I regard them as the most complicated 12 drawings I've done in my whole life, and I'm really proud of them.
Yeah, so basically, going back to the fanzine days before your professional time, this is the same essential thing. You've read those things many times, yeah, and this is an excuse for going back digging more into them.
Plus, it gave me a chance to do exactly what the reason I took on this job is just to do honor to the Karl Marx stories I grew up with, and to maybe show them to other people who may not be familiar with them, or just at least emphasize them again.
That's all for today, but please come along to comicspodcast.blogspot.com for a lot more, including high-resolution versions of all the posters with Don's own original commentary text. And if you do visit, please do us a favor and leave a comment on the blog. I'll be very happy, and I'm sure Don will be as well.